This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Julie Goodwin. You're listening to Australia's LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. I have Julie Goodwin in the studio. I'm so pleased to finally meet you and have you here.
It's lovely to meet you too and great to be here.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I've been looking at your book for a few weeks now and it's just been like a lead up and now you're finally here and you get to talk to us about it and about yourself. I have so many questions to ask you. First of all, you know, you're Australia's first MasterChef. You know, you won the first season. Does it feel like a while ago now?
Yeah, it does. Well, it was 2009. So we're talking, it's over 6 years ago that happened. And I can't quite remember what I used to do before it. So yeah, it does. It seems like forever ago.
Wow. And before that, let's just say before MasterChef, and what was it that you were doing in terms of cooking? Was it always like a hobby for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact was I ran a business, an IT business with my husband, with three little boys, you know, so I was just living the mum life, doing, you know, school drop-offs and sport and homework and all that sort of stuff and running this business. So cooking was something I had to do every night to feed the family. But then on the weekends I'd have all my mates over and, you know, I love to entertain. I love it. So that's my background in cooking. It was literally, you know, when I went on MasterChef, I had 20 years standing at the stove cooking for my family and friends.
Yep.
No other sort of background. Ground to it at all, really.
And was there somebody that said, you know what, you should go on MasterChef, Julie? Was it one of your friends or your family? Like, this is, when they tasted your food, were they like, this is good, you know, this is good stuff?
Yeah, my best friend, my girlfriend really encouraged me to go on it. She actually, it was the last day that the applications were open and I hadn't filled it out yet because it's a really long form.
Yeah, of course.
Too busy. And she said, do you fill out that form or you're never allowed to talk to me about food again? And I was like, oh. So, you know, you love food, so, you know, you've got to talk about it.
Absolutely.
So, so I then had to fill it in. And so she takes credit for the whole thing now, God love her. You know, when I'd go to Barbies and stuff, people would always request that I bring the potato salad or, you know, yeah, so that's always really nice.
And your food just went, you know, that was the first thing that went, obviously.
Oh, no, you know, all my friends are good cooks. We all love to get together and bring something along and share, you know, that's just the spirit of food for me.
What's the most gratifying thing for you about cooking? What is that feeling that you get?
Making people happy. I can't even, I don't know. It's just, it's truly for me, it's an expression of how I feel about people. So it's one of the great, seriously, the great joys of my life is cooking a meal. And I know this sounds horribly unfeministic, but I love it. I love to be my kids to walk in from school or wherever they've been and go, oh, something smells great. What's for dinner? I go, hang on a minute. Hello, Mum. How was your day? Now say something smells great. What's for dinner? But it really is the highlight of my day. And to sit around at the table with them and have them enjoy what I've cooked for them, and it brings us together. We debrief our day and you know, in a busy life where they've got jobs and, you know, girlfriends and social lives and all this sort of stuff, it's just beautiful to all be able to come together, and it's the meal that brings us there.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what brings all the culture, all the family together. I find that as well, definitely.
I reckon if you gave all the world leaders, if you said potluck, you know, Obama's place, at this date, this time, bring a dish that means something to you, and they all had to talk about what the dish meant, they would then go on to solve all the world's problems. So I really believe that.
Yeah. People don't realise that food actually brings so much together, you know, look, it's cultural, it's, you know, there's a lot of things behind it, but when you sit at a table, something happens, doesn't it? All together, everyone sits down and they enjoys a meal. I don't know what happens. Everyone's themselves. It's like they debrief from the day and it's let go. Yeah. You know, now it's time to relax and
it's
enjoy.
It's community and communion. And it is. It, as you say, it's at the heart of every culture, at the heart of everything. So, you know, we've all got to eat.
Absolutely.
It's a language that actually it's universal. I've travelled to different countries and I've cooked with all different people of all different cultures. And even when there's been an absolute language barrier, I've been able to go alongside. I've knelt in the dirt with women in Uganda and cooked with them. And just bonded with them over that. I've cooked with a nonna in Italy who couldn't speak any English, but
wow.
But we communicated
through food
and both wept when we said goodbye to each other because wow. We just knew each other so well, just from the heart just of cooking.
There you go. It's a universal thing.
Hi, this is Julie Goodwin, listening to Stephanie on Joy 94.9.
We are joined with Julie Goodwin. We're talking about her experiences as a chef, cooking all around the world, different cultures, and how the connection is with food and how important it is in our daily lives. And we were just talking during the song before about how it's good to eat constantly. You said it's not good because your blood sugar, so would you say
you haven't eaten today, and I was just giving you a little bit of a mama lecture saying it's not good for you because your blood sugar will drop and you lose your energy and you lose your mojo, and then you make a dumb decision because you've got to get sugar into yourself.
That's right.
So a little bit frequently is better than starving yourself.
That's right.
I know, because I do it myself. Get
you,
busy.
You did it on Celebrity.
Oh, I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Yeah. We starved.
Really?
Oh, we starved. They gave us rations every 3 days of rice and beans
right.
and oats, right? But just the tiniest little bit.
Oh, yeah, of
and
course.
And you eat it, and like half an hour later, your stomach's growling again.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's a horrible way to lose weight. Your brain's foggy. I couldn't complete a thought, mm-hmm. And you're just so lethargic, and it's quite depressing too, actually. I felt terrible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. I came back a few kilos lighter and everyone's like, oh, maybe I should go to the jungle. I'm like, don't recommend it.
Just eat well.
Good stuff.
Which is good because you've released and now you can share your experiences with people through books, and you've released a couple, and the first one I read was a great one. It was the family table and you released it with family and friends, and that uniting thing, and you released that.
Yeah, a lot of stories in that, because I believe that food is a big part of our story, part of our past and who we are. But this one that I've released now, the homemade takeaway, that is about what we're talking about. It's about eating the food that you love to eat, that mm-hmm. makes you happy, that gives you, good brownie points with your family or your friends, but you're doing it from scratch. You're doing it with fresh ingredients. You can adjust the recipes to suit your own dietary needs, mm-hmm. and it's yummy.
I was going to say, would you agree that because we live in today's society, you said it before, jobs and this and that and this and that, we don't have time to sit and make a 3-hour, 4-hour meal. Would you say that this book is to help with not going for that takeaway on the way home and just going home and just whipping something like this up that's kind of like getting takeaway but a healthier option?
Yeah, look, I've got nothing against takeaway food.
Yeah.
I love a good takeaway, but seriously, who could afford to eat it all the time?
Well,
I can't. I can't with a family. My kids could eat for Australia, so there's no way I could feed them. And also, you don't know what goes into it. So mm-hmm. you don't know whether they've used a lot of salt or a lot of sugar or a lot of preservative or whatever. So to cook it yourself, you know what goes into it. So that's the main premise, really, of the mm-hmm. book, is knowing what you're cooking, knowing that you can eat really, really delicious food, but you don't have to feel guilty about it mm-hmm. and you don't have to break the bank to do it. Some of the dishes in here are very, very quick.
Yep.
Really quick. Some of them are not so quick. They're the stuff you do on the weekend. But my background in cooking, as I said before, is mm-hmm. feeding people with limited time and on a budget. So
yeah, that's right.
You're not going to find a lobster recipe in that one because I don't often cook
and
with
and some things that you can't really pronounce as well.
Oh, no, never. That's actually a commitment of mine. This is my fifth cookbook, and my commitment when I write a cookbook is that I'll never use an ingredient that I can't buy where I live. So I live in a regional area, central coast of New South Wales. There's no sort of fancy delis or anything there. It's a mm-hmm. beautiful place, but it's not at the cutting edge of food.
Yep.
We're trying to get there, but if I can't find it in my local supermarket or greengrocer or a butcher, then I don't put it into my cookbook because I want people to be able to source the ingredients that are in that book.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's got like different cultures, and you've pretty much included the best of everything, really. You have.
Well, they're my favourites. Yeah. So that's what I've done. So each chapter represents a different kind of takeaway. So you've got the Indian, the Italian, the Thai, Chinese. And then there's the bakery.
Yeah.
You can go and get your finger bun or your cream bun or whatever. And there's the chicken shop that has all those beautiful gourmet salads and the corner store, of course, your burgers and your fish and chips and all that good stuff.
If anyone picks up this book, even though if they haven't cooked before, it's easy to follow.
I promise. Yep. I test my recipes on my boys. Mm-hmm. So they're teenage boys. They've got very small attention span. So if they follow my recipe and the questions that they ask me, yep, I understand then are holes in the method. So I fix that up so that I promise anyone can follow these recipes. If you do what they say,
yep,
they work.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. That was Julie Goodwin, guys. First ever winner of MasterChef, doing so well with her recipes, and her new book is out now, Homemade Takeaway, and they can find that on your website.
They can, yep, indeed. Thank you so much for having
me. No problems. Thank you so much for being here.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.